Welcome to another Vending Market Watch podcast interview. With us today is Mike Lawler, Vice President of Sales and Business Development at USA Technologies. Mike, in addition to being a longtime executive with USA Technologies, has also been a vending operator. As regular readers of Vending Market Watch know, USA Technologies is one of the most established players in cashless vending. I would like to focus today's attention on what many see as a trend in cashless commerce in the U.S., the growth in contactless cash payments as opposed to the more established card swipe payments. Mike, has USA Technologies been paying close attention to the evolution of electronic wallets and mobile phone payments?
To answer your question, yes, we have. I mean, we have been involved in contactless payments going back to 2006 when contactless cards, credit and debit cards, were first introduced by the card associations. We did some work initially with MasterCard, and then subsequently with Visa and Discover, because they had a very significant push to incorporate contactless payments in their credit and debit cards, and we were working with them extensively to provide contactless points of acceptance in the vending and other what we refer to as the self-serve retail applications.
Okay. And what are the most popular types of contactless methods?
Well, currently, the biggest usage of contactless payments are right now with cards, where the various acquiring banks that issue credit and debit cards have issued cards over the last 5 years to their constituents that now incorporate the contactless chip in it, so that you can make a purchase at a point-of-sale terminal with just a tap or a wave of your card over the reader versus having to actually run it through the MagStripe reader. So, again, that is the most prevalent in terms of what's out in the marketplace today. But, you know, as we're discussing today, that could change very radically with mobile commerce.
You're referring to cell phones being used for payment?
Exactly. The manufacturers of the various cell phones build the electronic wallets into their cell phones, that should change the usage moving away from contactless cards into using your cell phone, other PDAs, to make a purchase, yes.
Is it the cell phone providers that are actually leading that?
Well, it takes more than just the manufacturers of cell phones. It's not only the cell phone, the hardware manufacturers, but also the various companies who are going to be involved with the payment side of that, whether it could be MasterCard, Visa, or conversely, there's other players now getting involved with some pretty big names like Google and Apple and PayPal, as well as the ISIS consortium, which consists of Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Discover. So again, it is much more than just the manufacturer. There are the parties involved with the payment side of that.
Okay. And how far along are these companies in promoting this change?
You know, that's a great question. In looking at, you know, the news in the payment space, it's on the top of everyone's topic of conversation. So I think there is active promotion of mobile commerce, and I think over the course of the next year to 2 years, it should ramp up dramatically. But it is by far the topic of conversation in the payment space.
Do you think that it will become the dominant method of cashless payment in the next couple of years?
Yes. We do believe it will become the dominant payment methodology by consumers in the next few years.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier that there was an effort back in 2006 by the credit card companies to promote the use of contactless credit cards in retail outlets. Why did that effort not succeed?
Yeah, that's a great question, Elliot. Initially, I believe why it didn't succeed was really just a basic cost-benefit concern on part of the retailers. They had already been accepting, you know, credit and debit cards for many, many years with the traditional Manx stripe reader. When they looked at adding a contactless reader in conjunction with a Manx stripe reader, I think their initial concerns was that a lot of consumers didn't yet have a contactless card, or they weren't familiar with using their contactless card. So I think they were just basically concerned about if they invested in the new contactless technology at that point, you know, was the consumer going to use that? And I think initially they said no, but I think now that we're 4 or 5 years into contactless card acceptance, I believe most major retailers now accept it. But initially I think it was just a basic, you know, cost-benefit concern on in terms of investing in the new contactless POS systems.
Do you expect the mobile phone companies to aggressively market payment acceptance as a feature of new mobile phones?
I do. I mean, if you read what, you know, I'm seeing in the various payment trade news, I mean, if you refer back to the consortium, I think it's referred to as the ICIS consortium, which is Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Discover working together, they're clearly going to make a big push into the mobile payment space. And by all indications, they'll be competing with, you know, MasterCard and Visa and other, you know, potential major companies like, again, Google and Apple, PayPal, all playing in this space. So unequivocally, the wireless companies in partnership with Discover will be making a big push and a big play into the mobile commerce.
Okay. Now, how difficult is it for a manufacturer of a card reader to interface the card reader with a mobile payment network?
Well, there's two parts to that, but to answer your question, it's not that hard, and it's, I would consider, part of normal card acceptance and certification processes, where you just have to build into your hardware POS platform, the contactless card reader, which I believe they all use the standard contactless ISO 14443 protocol, and then it's just to be certified on the various networks, the payment networks that sit behind it, whether it be, you know, the Visa MasterCards, or it may be with the ISIS consortium, or, you know, again, Google, Apple, or PayPal. So to answer your question, Elliot, I don't think it's anything that difficult or anything out of the norm in terms of ordinary business practice for the payment industry.
Okay. Now, for the hundreds, if not thousands, of card readers already in existence in vending machines,
mm-hmm.
How difficult will it be for the operators to enable those readers to accept contactless payments?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me kind of just speak on behalf of what USA Tech has in the marketplace, because that's all I can kind of really comment on. Currently, we have a little over 110,000 connections in the marketplace between the U.S. and Canada, and just a little less than half of those of our readers already have contactless card acceptance. So a lot of the clients that we work with, whether it be in the vending space, the kiosk, or laundry space, have already kind of built in what we call forward compatibility, where it already accepts contactless payments. So whether it's a contactless card today or mobile commerce tomorrow, they're already ready to accept contactless payments. As for those who don't have current contactless card acceptance, I think it's just an upgrade to a new card reader that has contactless, which, again, is nothing that difficult. So I don't expect there to be any real barriers to entry from people in the vending space or other, again, self-serve retailing industries like kiosks or laundry to be able to incorporate contactless. There should be no difficulty with it at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you be able to say, among all of the cashless purchases that are being made with your company's hardware, what percent of those are already contactless versus card swipe?
Sure. No, in those machines that have our readers that do accept contactless payments, we did a study not long ago that we were seeing contactless usage as a percentage of all cashless sales roughly at the 5 to 6% range. And in feedback from the card associations, that was actually higher than what they're seeing in traditional retail establishments. So, again, you know, we're seeing, again, in that 5 to 7% range, which was very, very good.
Okay, but you expect to see a dramatic growth in that percentage in the next couple of years, obviously.
We do. Again, as consumers get more familiar with contactless payments, whether it be with their current credit or debit card, but as mobile commerce, you know, grows from just really field trials right now into mainstream over the next few years, we see the shift in electronic or cashless payments migrating from, you know, magstripe cards over to various forms of mobile commerce.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In general, how rapidly is cashless growing in the vending channel?
It is unequivocally moving into mainstream payments. From where we've come over the last few years to where we are today, vending operators, large and small, are now making this as part of their standard payment offering in conjunction with cash or coin. The other thing that we've seen on the consumer side is, and we've been tracking this for many, many years, going back to, you know, 2008, we saw a typical vending machine that had a card reader on it, the average cashless sales, again, as a percentage of all the machine sales, was roughly 16%. In our last tracking at the end of 2010, we now see that roughly 30% of all sales in those same set of machines are now cashless. So almost in the course of 3 years, we've seen consumer usage of vending almost double, you know, when you're talking about cashless payments.
Okay. And then what other types of self-service venues do you see moving ahead with cashless payment aside from vending?
And that's a great question, because we do look at, we work in all facets of, again, self-serve retailing. Our biggest channel of business is vending, but we do an extensive amount of work in the kiosk business. We do an extensive amount of work in the laundry business with our e-suds product. We do a lot of work in the car wash and auto services business, whether it's, you know, going through an automated drive-through or in a self-serve bay or at the vacuum. We provide our technology. We get a lot more requests for our technology in the amusement and arcade business. One of our biggest clients is Merit Industries, who provide bar top amusement games. So anywhere there is a self-serve retail business, because consumer demand for, you know, card accepting is growing, you can imagine in the next few years that they'll offer, you know, card acceptance in conjunction with cash or coin.
Okay. And which of the self-serve venues do you see growing the fastest today?
Well, vending is by far leading the charge in terms of growing, you know, points of acceptance for you know, credit and debit cards. But, you know, behind that, it's a kind of a toss-up between the kiosk business, the laundry, and the car services. They're having the same challenges that the vending industry is with, you know, the limitations with cash and coin, price elasticity barriers, as well as, again, getting back to consumer, their demand, you know, for using credit and more predominantly actually debit cards. So, again, you know, vending is by far the leader, but those other three industries are not too far behind.
And are those other three industries growing in terms of points of distribution?
No, I would say like the vending industry, Elliot, there's a certain level of saturation. Let me be more specific. The kiosk business actually is seeing significant growth just because it's a new emerging market. But the laundry sector and the car wash and car services industry are really at kind of a bit of a saturation point with new locations going out. So what they're trying to do is to grow basically same-store sales by incorporating, card acceptance and allow the consumer to make a better experience for the consumer and, hopefully spend a few more dollars while they're making their purchases.
Okay. And to ask one more question about vending specifically, how prevalent do you see cashless becoming in vending? What percentage of sales do you think cashless will ultimately represent in vending?
Well, I would love to see it in 100% of machines over the next couple of years. I think that's a little aggressive. But to say over the next few years that, we could, let's just say the next 5 years, we could see cashless in upwards of 50% of the machines is really not out of the question. Because of its impact on the business economics for vending companies and bottlers, because of the growing consumer demand, we could easily see that card acceptance could be in easily up to 50% of the machines in the next 5 years.
Okay, and are there circumstances where you're seeing vending operators choosing to go all cashless and no cash?
Yeah, they are, Elliot, but I would consider that more in isolated situations.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're not promoting at this point that they eliminate cash and coin, because having all three, cash, coin, and credit debit, really gives the consumer the ultimate choice. Now, there are isolated situations where there may be vandalism issues, where the elimination of cash and coin is beneficial, to the vending company. But again, I would consider that more on the exception versus the rule.
Okay. Well, Mike, that concludes my questions. Did you have any other points you wish to make?
No. I think you made the key point that, mobile commerce is really coming like a freight train. Over the last 12 months, it's dramatically ramped up. Competition in this space, from the card companies with MasterCard and Visa, with the Googles, the Apples, the PayPals, ISIS, all, squarely focused on this. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball to tell you exactly when it's going to move into mainstream, but when it does, it will have an appreciable impact on, moving people away from cash and coin over to electronic payments using their cell phones and PDAs.